Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Achmea Analyst Call. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Willem van Duijn. Go ahead, please, sir.
Thank you very much. Also on behalf of my colleague, Michel Lamy, we would like to welcome you at this call where we will present the results over the first half year 2018. We report a profit before tax of 200 million euro, which result is significantly impacted by the storms we've had in January. Next to that, you see that the underlying result is improving. We see higher contributions to the result from our pension and life and health business. Our solvency ratio increased to 191%, and we continue to be active in our markets with strong insurance brands, with high customer satisfaction, and with our strategic focus on the highly rated online and banking distribution channels, we are well-positioned in our markets. We see premium growth for health and property and casualty insurance in the first half of this year, and we continue to be the leader in mobile and online services. Also, we have introduced several new concepts successfully. On the next slide, you see that the profit before tax has decreased slightly compared to the first half of last year. Growing gross earned premiums, more or less 17.5 billion euro. Growth mainly driven by health and non-life. A further cost reduction on a structural basis of 4%, next to the provisions we have taken in line with our strategic plan Delivering Together, and the solvency remains strong. More in detail on the next slide, our non-life result in the first half year is 4 million, slightly positive, as I said before, significantly affected by the storms in January. Based on the measures we've taken over the last years, as a market leader, we started to increase the premium levels 2 years ago. We see that the underlying result improved as a result of these measures. In health, a higher result, a result of lower healthcare expenses, lower than expected, and also lower expenses, with a positive result of 34 million euro in the basic insurance and 66 million in supplementary. I think it's important to mention that basic health insurance is still loss-making. The positive result, of course, is also. Thank you, operator. I will continue.
You're very welcome.
Saying that the non-life result is slightly positive, mainly as a result of the measures we've taken in the last years. We could absorb the impact of the storms in January, but still the result is highly affected by that. In health, basic health insurance, positive, but we need to take into account the loss provision we took last year to support the premium levels in 2018, and we see a positive development in the supplementary health insurance. Our pension and life business was very profitable in the first half year, a higher result due to the higher interest margin, lower expenses, and higher technical results. With retirement services, we see an increase of our results, mainly due to the higher interest margin at Achmea Bank, lower expenses as a result of the outsourcing of our mortgage businesses, and also we see higher assets under management at our investment company. Our international business is performing well. All countries contributed to the improved results. Although it's worthwhile to mention that we follow the developments in Turkey closely, the business still is not significantly impacted, but the economic circumstances can't be ignored. At the moment, the main impact we see is at the MTPL business, where the government put a cap on the premium levels. Of course, below the required level. In our other activities, we also present the holding activities, the financing expenses, independent and our real estate business. We've taken some additional provisions within our plans we've already presented, delivering together. Part of that is also, as a result of that, it's also necessary to take further provisions. And if you take into account the tax transaction result in Canada, our result before tax is 200 million euro. More in detail, looking at our strategy to 2020, delivering together. We continue to invest in innovation. For our strategy, continued investments are key. We think that digitization, innovation, and customer focus continue to be highly important. And next to these investments, we aim at a further decrease of our expenses, with another 2 million euro and another 2,000 full-time equivalents on top of the measures we've taken over the last years. In 2018, the first half, we reduced our cost structurally with 4%, and we already reduced another 300 FTE in the Netherlands. And we are well on track to delivering on our ambition with an expense reduction of 140 million and approximately 1,600 full-time equivalent. In non-life, our vision is to focus on high customer satisfaction and to strengthen our leading position in online distribution. We are aiming at maintaining our leading position in the Dutch market with our strong brands. We focus on the highly rated distribution channels, online distribution and banking distribution via Rabobank. And we see and are further aiming at a recovery of the results in non-life as the outcome of the measures we've taken to reach adequate premium levels, but also focus on efficiency and prevention and claims management. Over the first half year, the underlying result improved as a result of these measures. We see a growing customer base with property casualty at Centrale here, Interpol and FBTO. Next to that, all Interpol insurance policies can now be arranged via the Rabo banking app, and Centrale here and FBTO are seen as very customer-friendly and oriented brands according to our customers. And next to that, as an example of the online innovation and the further digitalization of our businesses, we have introduced new concepts like Blue Label and Thuiswacht for Interpolis. In health, we are aiming at balancing solidarity, market share, and solvency, and put a lot of effort in enhancing value for our customers and support a healthier lifestyle with 85 in our retail business and a healthy undertaking for our corporate customers. In the first half year, we maintained a stable market share of 30%. We serve more than 5 million customers. We reduced our operating expenses on top of what we've done over the last years, are well on track if you look at the integration of the Friesland Health Insurance into Silver Cross. And with the new initiative providing healthcare in a safe way at home, our customers are treated as much as possible in their own trusted environment instead of in hospitals as far as possible, which is highly appreciated by our customers. Basic health insurance, as I said, is still loss-making in 2018. Over the last years, we've been very explicit about the fact that we are aiming at a health insurance premium level, which at least is break-even, aiming at an adequate return on the long term. So that still is our ambition looking forward. Structurally, we are aiming at paying out 97 cents of each euro premium collected for healthcare for our customers and to cover their medical expenses. On top of that, roughly 3%, we need to run our business, which is, by the way, highly efficient, which leaves some room to make an adequate profit. In pension and life, focus is on high service levels to our customers and at the same time growth in term life insurance. We are managing our pension and life book as a service organization with the ambition to contribute steady results and create positive capital, at the same time aiming at high customer satisfaction and growth in term life insurance. That's exactly what we also see in the first half year of 2018. We see a strong contribution to the result. We see further cost reduction in the service organization, high net promoter scores, and a decrease of the portfolio in line with our expectation. And with a 25% market share of newly sold term life insurance, to a large extent, together with Rabobank, we have a strong position in term life insurance. In our retirement services, we provide an overall proposition for pension accumulation. We are aiming at growth in assets under management, and at the same time, under the brand of Central Beheer, we want to provide a full service financial proposition to our customers. In the first half year, in 2018, at Achmea Pension Services, we see that the company pension fund of the macro has chosen for the services of Achmea Pension Services, and also at the General Pension Fund of Central Beheer, the Pension Fund of Sundy has chosen for Central Beheer General Pension Fund. Although this market is starting relatively slow, it's good news to see that new pension funds are coming in. The General Pension Fund is now the second largest provider in the Dutch market with 1.3 billion assets under management. And with my pension portal, the General Pension Fund can provide 24/7 information and participant communication, which is also highly appreciated by the participants in this pension fund. We see growth in assets under management up to 132 billion euro. And for retail investment, we see that Central here again shows the lowest retail investment fees according to BeleggingsMatch. And as said before, Achmea Bank performing better as a result of higher interest margins, lower expenses, and the migration to the new saving system. Our international business, there we aim at capitalizing on our online skills also in our international operations. We are aiming at growth by using these digital competencies, mainly in property, industry, and health insurance via online and banking distribution, in the first half year of 2018, all our countries contributed to the higher operational result. Gross written premium for property and casualty and health in local currency increased. We are ready to launch the operations in Canada, continue to have high customer ratings for distribution in Australia together with Rabobank, and we completed the sale of our insurance company, Friends First, to Aviva in line with our plans. And with that introduction, I would like to hand over to Michel, who will go into more detail with you with the figures. Michel, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Willem. Yes, I would like to highlight the capital position, the solvency position, and the results further. As mentioned, strong result despite severe storm damages in January. An operational result of 192, a slight decrease compared to 2017, but including the impact of the January storms of 116 million. A significant contribution from our pension and life company, a euro 190 million contribution in terms of operational profit, and health at 100 million operational profit. The profit before tax amounts to 200 million. That's the operational profit, and added to that the transaction profit in relation to the formation of a joint venture with Fairfax in Canada. Net result at 133. Obviously, this includes the actual nominal tax, but also a one-off increase of our tax provision in relation to the divestment of PZU in 2009 and 2010, in line with our press release earlier this year. Premiums up with 3%, mainly driven by the health business, with the premium growth of 5% and non-life plus 1%. A structural cost reduction of 4%, mainly in FTE, our IT costs, as well as our housing costs. And it is mainly driven by the optimization of our IT and the digitization of ECMIA. And solvency position strong and improved by 7% to 291. On slide 14, our non-life business, underlying profitability improved as a consequence of the actions taken. So these are the actual premium increases, the claims management efforts, as well as the cost reduction. Combined operating ratio at 97.9, including the impact of the January storms. And the storms have also impacted the operational result, which amounts to 4 million. And this includes 86 million of the 160 million storm claims, which had been recognized in the non-life business. Growth at 1%, mainly in our private lines business, P&C. Driven by our premium measures, but also the growth in our client base, in particular at Centraal Beheer and Inshared. A stable expense base, despite our investments in innovation. We are investing in the distribution via Rabobank, our omni-channel capability, as well as a new system for our income protection business. Stable expense base and a slight growth of the business implies a cost ratio which is down, and that's indeed the case, 24.8. Combined operating ratio of our income protection book increased, but is still at a very strong level of 92.3. We see increased impact of stress-related medical claims. At the same time, we also see a favorable impact from the reintegration efforts undertaken by us towards our clients. Then the health business, as noted in the presentation, improved profitability as a consequence of lower healthcare expenses, lower medical expenses, but also the expense base of the health business is down by 10%, leading to an improvement of the cost ratio to 2.2. Operational result of 100 million, 34 million stems from the basic health insurance company and 66 from the supplementary health company, and the combined operating ratio of the basic health company is at 99.5. The basic health insurance, as also noted in the previous presentation, is still loss-making given the recognized loss provision for insufficient premium in 2017 of 108 million. The growth in the business is plus 5% in basic health. The supplemental portfolio is stable. The premium increase in basic health is mainly driven by healthcare inflation. And it's also important to note that in respect of the supplemental health portfolio, the number of customers taking out supplemental health is 80% of basic health clients. The pension and life business on sheet 16, higher profitability, mainly driven by our investment results, but also lower operating expenses. Operational result at 190. The investment results went up with around 60 million, 59. And this is mainly driven by real estate revaluations and spread developments in financial markets. Cost reduction of the pension and life company is at 18%, in line with expectation, and we hereby also realized a reduction of our cost per policy in the service book. The premium in the service book is down by 11%, which is in line with expectations and with the closed book strategy. More importantly is the development of liabilities, which shows a slight decrease of 2% in line with expectations. Growth in term life with more than 10%, despite lower number of new mortgages in the market, and we maintained our market leader position. Retirement services improved profitability, operational result of 10 million, driven by increased results of the bank and the asset management activities. The bank realized a higher interest margin. The margin went up from 94 to 102 basis points, and lower operating expenses on the back of recent outsourcing of administration systems. That's a reduction of over 8 million euros. Improved result also in the investment management company due to lower expenses, but also increased assets under management, which increased up to the level of 132 billion. The pension services company realized a successful phased out of the services to the sectoral pension fund. Result is still slightly negative and influenced by this phase out, and the actual focus is on growth of the business, as also noted in the previous presentation. The international segment on slide 18 improved in all countries in terms of the result. Operational result improved to 19 million, mainly driven by growth in Turkey, Greece and Slovakia. And in terms of segments by P&C activities in Turkey and Greece. The premium in year-on-year euros went down with 2%, but if we adjust for the sale of France First and the devaluation of the Turkish lira, growth is at 6%, and particularly driven by growth in Greece on the back of the economy and Slovakia. Maybe it's good to note also in relation to Turkey, obviously there's a devaluation of the Turkish lira. We monitor the situation closely. In respect of the half year results, Turkey had a contribution of 14 million. And obviously that is subject to currency movement, but it is relatively small compared to the overall result of the group. And the same applies to the equity in Turkey, which is around 150 million. Then the segment other, a negative result, as it includes the cost of the holding and the financing expenses, it is expected to be negative. It's more negative than the previous year, as noted by the restructuring provision, an additional 50 million. This this relates to the FTE reduction and the closing of office locations, and is part of the implementation of the plan of our business plan Delivering Together. There's a lower result in ACMEA RE due to the January storms. 30 million of the 116 total claim is in our reinsurance company, and there were one-off benefits in 2017, which are the final explanation of the decrease. A positive contribution of our real estate and finance company Saref and independent, and Saref increased assets under management up to 20.5 billion on the back of revaluations and new mandates. Then solvency. Solvency position strong and improved to 191, plus 7%, well above our target level of 165. Our solvency is on a partial internal model for non-life in the Netherlands and in Greece. We also mentioned on our Capital Markets Day that we were in the process of application of an internal model for market risk. This has now been approved by the Dutch Central Bank and will be implemented as of the 1st of July 2018 and will be part of the results of the second half year, so not included in these numbers. The impact, however, is expected to be not material. In respect of the solvency position, we see a significant positive impact on the Solvency II ratio by market developments. In particular, the increased Italian credit spread, leading to a rise in our VA volatility adjustment from 4 to 10 basis points. What we also see is organic growth in our portfolio, mainly driven by the closed book strategy. Organic growth is at 1% in the first half, obviously negatively impacted by the January storms with around 2%. We also included the decrease of the UFR, 15 basis points this year with an impact of minus 2. We upstream dividends from our bank and our asset management company, leading to a plus 1. And we completed the sale of France First, leading to a plus 2 impact on our solvency. The LAC-DT has been impacted by the movement in the SCR, and we refined our methodology on LAC-DT and CDR. Financial position strong also for our core insurance entities, as shown on sheet 21. The core entities health and pension and life had an increase in solvency, mainly driven by the positive results and for the pension and life company also by the development of spreads. The non-life company had a slight decrease of 2% in solvency due to the results in the January storms and an upstream of dividends to the group. Then financial ratios, apart from the ones presented already, fixed charge coverage ratio increased towards the target of over 4, and that is mainly driven by the operational result. The liquidity in position is well above our minimum level of 250 million. This is impacted in the first half year by the share repurchase and the dividend payments. Fixed charge coverage ratio compared to the half year increased, mainly driven by the same factors behind the increase of the solvency ratio. And it's good to mention that S&P has affirmed our A-plus rating with negative outlook by the end of July for the insurance entities, and the Fitch rating is set at A-plus with stable outlook. This concludes my presentation, and I would like to hand over to Willem for the Q&A.
Yeah, thank you, Michel. Operator, would you be so kind to moderate the question and answer session?
Yes, sir, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star 1. Star 1 for any questions or remarks. Go ahead, please. Ladies and gentlemen, star 1 on your telephone, please.
Okay.
Mr. Van Duyn, there are no questions.
Then it's obvious that we assume that the presentation was crystal clear. I then would like to thank all participants for calling.
One more time. There's one question from Mr.
Vittorio
San Giorgio from the Capital. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for taking my question. I had a question on tax deductibility of the Tier 1 and your approach towards Tier 1. I was just wondering if you could confirm our view that our understanding that on the old 6%, debt that you still have the benefit from tax deductibility was the first question, and the second one was to understand whether you, if you believe that the removal of tax advantages is setting the hurdle higher for refinancing your legacy instruments.
Okay, thank you, Michel.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, there has been an announcement by the Ministry of Finance, indeed, that the tax deductibility of RT1s, but also AT1s for banks, will stop at the 1st of Jan 2019. Obviously, that has been a surprise to the market. We have obviously also looked at our own position in terms of our funding. Our advisors so far confirmed that they will remain tax deductible. But to be honest, it's a letter from the Ministry of Finance. It's not final legislation yet. So it's very difficult to say it with the final stance. That's something we need to see over the next couple of months. If the scenario indeed is that new RT1s will not be tax deductible, obviously this implies a different position of RT1s compared to existing instruments and also other instruments. But again, this really depends on the final situation.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you can press star 1. Go ahead, please. No, Mr. Van Duyn, there are no further questions. Please continue.
Okay, then we don't give a second chance. Although we are always available for everybody to answer any questions. From our side, we would like to thank you for taking the effort to call in. Happy to inform you about the results over the first half year, and we are looking forward to seeing you or talking to you at a next occasion. Thank you very much, operator. You can close the call.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes the Achmea call. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you and have a nice day.